Is this much hiring an unusual move for the attractions?
It is, this much all at once, but it does reflect the upsurge in demand for their products. We're having a great tourism season, and their attendance is way up.
How about the amount of growth? Does that fall into this same unusual category? You've got the Diagon Alley being added to Universal's Wizarding World of Harry Potter and things like that. Are other smaller parks hiring and growing as much?
Yes, they are. There's been a tremendous upsurge. There's also been, as you point out, a lot of investment in the attractions and tremendous increase in the hotel investment. So all of that needs to be staffed. And it's supported by the surge in tourism numbers that we've seen. We had over 95 million people come to Florida last year, which was an all-time record.
What do the latest numbers for tourism industry jobs look like? What do they say for the growth of the industry in Central Florida?
Well, the growth has been quite strong. There was almost 30,000 jobs added to the tourism and leisure sector last year. Now it's a little less than the year before. But with this increased announcements of new hiring, plus the strong increase in the number of visitors that have come, all of that sets the stage for accelerating hiring in the tourism and leisure industry. And of course, that's great for us here in Central Florida. Of the over 95 million people that came to the state of Florida in 2013, 57 million came to Central Florida. So we dominate the state's numbers. And so when we have this big increase in tourism, it's great for the state, but it's particularly good for Central Florida.
How substantial is the ripple effect from tourism spending out into the rest of the community for Central Florida? What exactly does an improving tourism market mean here?
It's very significant because tourists spend a lot. And so the multiplier effects are large because there's a lot of input that has to go to supporting those tourists, a lot of local purchased labor and services and products. So the multiplier effects tend to be on the order of 1.5 to 1.75. So for each tourism job, it creates an additional 1/2 to almost 0.75 additional local jobs. And the other thing that tourism does is that when people come to a place, and if they like their experience, that tends to be the kind of place that they may retire to or they may relocate their business to. So the familiarity caused by the tourism is very important. It's not reflecting those multipliers I just described to you, Nicole.
The tourism industry is often criticized for its low wages here in Central Florida. Is there any truth to that?
There sure is. I mean, if one divides the number of workers by the earnings, the average is below average for the state of Florida. There are a lot of service-type jobs and a lot of retail-type jobs associated with tourism. But that's not the whole story. The multiplier effects are large, as I've said. The tourism industry supports our convention and business meetings business that isn't totally reflected in the tourism industry. And that's a much higher-end sort of visitor and much higher-end sort of product, especially the conventions. It gives rise to a much improved airport service that we wouldn't otherwise have, to expanded cultural and restaurant services that relate to the tourists, but also locals can use. So for a community of our size, we have one of the better airports in the world. We have one of the best sets of restaurants. And so we gain those things because of the tourism industry. And then, of course, it has effects on potential relocation and retirement. So there are many things that tourism supports that aren't directly related to its earnings that are beneficial to the local economy.
Do you have any predictions about how Florida's, and particularly Central Florida's, tourism industry will fare in 2014?
I think it's going to be a great year. We're setting up for a great year because the economy is strengthening in the United States. Second, the governor has proposed to increase tourism spending and with a goal to getting 100 million visitors next year. And we may well reach that, both with the additional spending promotion and the economy. All the signs are right for just a great year in 2014, Nicole.
Thank you very much for your time, Hank.
Thank you.